Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
You are now in the pocket with Covell Hudson.
How's it going, 810? How's it going, Kansas City? How's it going, Pocketheads? This is Covell Hudson, and you are in the pocket with Covell Hudson. That's redundant, but I had to, you know, get it out there. We typically do the show every Monday at 4, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 a.m., but tonight we're on 810, and hopefully we're here with you more evenings to shed some light on sports, so let some people know what funny is, and let some people know what, that you know, like, everybody that's in the pocket, they know that Covell is usually right. And, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I like to be humble. You know, I hate being right all the time, but, you know, sometimes it just happens that way.
That's a recurring theme on the show, you could say.
It's a recurring theme?
Yeah,
you know, and we have the draft coming up tomorrow. And the last 3 years, officially, unofficially, I've been right with the first two positions being picked for the Chiefs. So, you know, like, would you say that I'm some expert? Would you say that I'm some genius? I wouldn't, but some do. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't, though.
I wouldn't, though, because I'm
nice
humble.
Nice of you to say that.
Because I'm so humble. And Ty Fupan is usually the co-host here, but he has pneumonia. He's under the weather. He's actually in the hospital, so he is in our thoughts and prayers. And but who we have today sitting in for him is...
me. Dylan Michael.
There it is.
Great introduction. Thank
Dylan,
you.
Dylan, he was not ready for that.
He wasn't ready for it. So it's a thing what we do in the pocket is...
No, I'm supposed to introduce myself.
Yes, I like to throw the hand and then see if you're ready.
I hate it too, Dylan. He always catches me off guard.
Yes, and we have...
Kyle Collier pushing the buttons.
Pushing the buttons, a.k.a. producer, a.k.a. on the ones and twos. And today, we have an hour with you. We don't have a lot of time with you guys, but we are going to discuss some Chiefs. We're going to discuss a little bit about the draft, but we're not going to, like... We're not going to get into the nuts and bolts because my head hurts from all the mock drafts, all the analytics, and all the probabilities of who's going to draft who. But what we will do is discuss the Chiefs. We will discuss the Chiefs, what their needs are, and then we will discuss the AFC West and see who is the big dogs, who's going to end up being the big dogs, or who is the biggest threat to the Chiefs, and then we'll do the AFC. And then the second segment, we're going to do a segment, a fun segment on this show that we call It Poop. And It Poop means in the pocket or out of pocket. It is when we ask questions. And
so it's an acronym.
It's an acronym, yes. In parentheses. Just picture it for visual people. It Poops. But yes, in the pocket or out of pocket, we're going to ask questions and then we answer it with, is that in the pocket or out of pocket? And I usually have the most... My Ed Poops are usually pretty good. I had a few out of pocket, like MVS is going to have 1,200 yards. That's what I said at the beginning of the year, and I believed it. But, you know, things happen. You know, I can't be right all the time, you know. But, then we'll do some Royals rundown. I think the Royals are still playing now, but they have it in control. If it was, they're still up 3-2. All right, so that's technically being up 21-14 if this is football. So we're pretty good going into the fourth quarter. But, yes, we'll do some Royals rundown. They're projected to make the playoffs. Kyle is very excited about it. And
I don't
Dylan,
know about that, about making the playoffs. We'll see. They're close.
They're close?
Yeah.
Well,
they got a shot.
The word around town is the Royals are back.
Yeah.
And we'll see if that is legit or not.
Yeah, you've been hearing that from me.
You're the only person that's been saying, I wasn't going to say it. We're going to take you behind the scenes a little bit. So, person has been saying the Royals are going to make the playoffs.
Sources.
Yes. So, let's get into this. Like, if we had more time, maybe we'd break down every round, every pick, and everything like that, but
You don't consider yourself a draft head, right?
I don't consider myself the draft head.
You haven't made any mock drafts?
No.
No?
Because it makes my head hurt.
Yeah.
It makes my head hurt because, you know.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. If a guy has a 3.3 GPA, that makes him drop rather than having a 4. What, you know, yeah, I don't. And you know.
Well, because also like an owner, you know, like let's say Jim Irsay.
Yeah.
Wants to get Marvin Harrison because of his dad. Just out of nowhere. And just gives up everything to Arizona for that. Nobody really, I mean, some people think that's a pretty easy one to put out there, but there's all kinds of examples. And nobody thought that A.J. Brown was going to get traded and they were going to take Treylon Burks.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of people lost their jobs over that.
Yeah.
There's a few people that lost their jobs over that.
Probably a reason why people didn't think that was going to happen because it wasn't a good idea. But
it wasn't a good idea. Well, you know how people try to outthink things. But.
Yeah, like the mock drafts that have trades included.
Yeah, those are crazy.
Yeah, like, how do you know that? Who are your sources?
Well, but if it's a spark plug on a car, I can change it. If I need to change a tire, I can do it. But if there's an alternator or something, I'm going to get a mechanic. So we have professionals that do that, and right. I know what my limitations are. But let's go ahead and talk about the Chiefs. The Chiefs just repeated Super Bowls. Not just, but you know what I mean. And with the Chiefs signing, I spoke about it, but you know we'll speak about it again. The Chiefs signing Hollywood Brown made the Chiefs to where they went into this draft without a big glaring need. And we can say left tackle is, but Donovan Smith and the Chiefs have each other on speed dial. Nobody's doing anything without letting each other know. Would you guys agree with that? Probably not as much the Chiefs letting him know, but they're tapped in, I'm sure.
He's still unsigned.
Yeah.
He's still unsigned.
He's a safety net.
Yeah, but his agents know what the Chiefs are thinking, I'm sure. I'm sure, you know, like, hey, we're going to go out.
They might still sign him if they draft a left tackle just to be a vet.
Just to be a vet, but.
At the right price.
But Donovan Smith, he could go somewhere else with his experience, two-time Super Bowl winner.
There'll be another person doing that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll still sign a veteran left tackle to. Maybe, you know, depending on who we get, play for 4 or 5 games until the other guy can kind of, you know, get his feet under him.
Yeah, but I don't like change. I don't like change. We're going to three-peat.
Tune into the NFL draft tomorrow.
But, you know, I enjoyed Donovan Smith during the playoffs. Was it the Bills that we beat?
Yeah.
And after the game.
Which time?
Yeah, I know, right? But he was like, he saw them over there crying. He was like, look at him over there crying.
That was a Roquan Smith. That was the, yes.
Yeah.
But it was, you're right. That's Donovan Smith, yes.
Yes, and he was like.
I like it, yes.
I look, like right when I saw that, I was like, bring him back.
It'd be nice that if he was the vet and he did want to do that, but he's, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a pride thing, I understand, and also money. He's probably going to get more. He could get more money.
Yeah, but
someone that's desperate, because that's the other thing, too, is. We're not going to know until after. No one, that's why no free agents have been signed whatsoever that you know of.
The last couple weeks,
yeah. Everyone's waiting to see what they get.
Yeah.
And then they'll make those decisions. So his market isn't even open.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, he was available. Well, when did we sign him?
We signed him last year, a few weeks before training camp
year. He was available for a long time.
So we just need to keep him on that same rope?
Or another person that we don't even know about or haven't even thought of.
I don't want to. Yeah, that's the thing. I want Wanya Morris, Donovan Smith, and I want a rookie just waiting. Let's after we win 3, we'll start over with the, you know. That's the way I feel about it.
Patriots drafted Logan Mankins in 2005. He was like their left tackle for almost 10 years. Didn't win a Super Bowl, but it was literally the year after they repeated almost. It's almost eerie how similar it is.
Yeah.
In all facets, we are to them currently in the two dynasties.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
But, you know.
Do you project a 9-year, 10-year drought then?
No. Hopefully not. But I'm predicting that we're going to go left tackle again, and it'll be kind of similar where I trust. Michael Lombardi had a great graph, or it was either him or Hembo on GetUp or something. It was a graph of, like, the hit rate of different positions. And lineman was way at the top of, like, the biggest net of
successes, basically.
Yes, yeah. Correct. And it's, like, makes sense.
Yeah.
They have – it's kind of a team position, if you will. And with Andy Reid's track record and a lot of great, I mean, the guy in, Stoutland in Philly, there's just a lot of good offensive, Skarnecchia for years.
Yeah.
It's just a easier position to, I guess, mold, I don't know, yeah. for lack of a better term.
To develop.
Than a receiver, yeah. I would say.
Yeah, but, you know, and I feel you. I just don't like change.
So Covell, I know in your mind, mm-hmm. you know, when that offensive tackle pops up as the Chiefs' first pick, you're going to be like, ah, damn, I really wanted that wide receiver. Right. There's going to be a little bit of disappointment.
It just shouldn't be a wide receiver.
It shouldn't be a wide receiver.
And that was the other thing, was that position is like not at the bottom, but it's very hard to hit on
volatile.
That.
Volatile.
Well, I know Kadarius Toney has the receiver room locked down, but... hey, listen.
With a key at night? Is he the last one out?
That is not nice. Whoa. So you're just going to be Ty tonight, because that's how Ty feels about...
Well, I think he's got... He has all the skill in the world. Someone today was saying that it's great to get open, because he can. He runs great routes, yep. but he just can't catch the... It's concentration. It really
is. But what I always like to put in perspective is... When he first came to the Chiefs, he was expected to be a project.
Yeah, exactly. Great point.
He was expected to be a project, to be worked into the system. Who got hurt? Somebody got hurt. Was it McColl?
Juju, his first year.
Juju got hurt. Yeah. So we had to step in, and then the playoffs, he made those good plays. And then, he made the big play in the Super Bowl, right? In the playoffs and in the Super Bowl.
Punt return.
Yeah, he had that big punt return. And then, you know, we win the Super Bowl. And then we go to the next season, and even Brett Veach was like, yeah, he could be our number one.
I do agree with
that. I'm like, settle down. And then on top of that, he had surgery during the offseason. He came back for the first game, and they started throwing him balls like the Clippers did Kawhi Leonard. He was out for a month, yeah. and then he played 35 minutes. Took away all their momentum, changed everything they were practicing, what they were doing. So I think... Yeah, and once again, I think that was too much fire to throw him into, too much pressure to go out there and perform after being hurt, after still being a project. And I still think he's a project player. But, you know, I think he's going to be all right. Because, can't, just like you can't coach B.
He'll be a good gadget guy.
Good gadget
he can make
guy?
A great living in the NFL. I mean, look at Tyler. Not the same. I'm not comparing them apples to apples. I'm just saying, like, Darren Sproles. Like, no one would have given Darren Sproles any sort of a chance because of how small he was. But he played in, 12 years and won a Super Bowl because he was on the roster. He was hurt, but he was on the Eagles roster that won it all.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
true.
It's a great living. But I just don't, number one receiver, I think, is just done. Because you're saying to yourself, it's like that expectation on him was just too much.
Well, but I still think he can develop into that. I still believe Kadarius Toney can develop into that, but you know, don't be shaking your head, Dylan. Do not shake your head.
I mean,
you want to go into next year and say, hey, Tony, you're getting double-digit targets a game.
Yeah, here, I'll tell you this. It's either this year or never.
No, yeah, that's true, but this is how spoiled Kansas City Chiefs fans are. And I'm a spoiled Chiefs fan as well. But you think about – matter of fact – how many teams in the league would love to have Kadarius Toney on your team, and he's not a big part of, besides the Giants, yeah. and he's not a big part of your system, your future, what you're trying to do? Most teams would need Kadarius Toney to ball out this year to have a chance. And the Chiefs, he's icing on the cake.
Yeah, for sure.
And just like you all know, if you have a cake and the icing's bad, it can mess up the cake. Yeah. So he was bad a few games, messed up a few cakes, metaphorically speaking. But I think he's going to be all right. But I think we should bring – and we're going to do the top five. I have a list of top five positions I believe the Chiefs need to target. And if the Chiefs re-sign Donovan Smith, then that'll make my list make a little bit more sense. I think that, you know, that probably gives some away. But once again – Donovan Smith in that video talking stuff against the Bills made me like, hey, we need to keep him. But then during the parade, when I seen Willie Gay on the floor, laying on the ground with no shirt, I was like, he's got to go. Complete opposite. Willie's got to go. Did we sign Drew yet? Let's make it happen. So, but my biggest position, I believe, is receiver. And the reason I say receiver is I think Patrick Mahomes needs I think we need a position receiver. Not a position. Possession.
There you go.
I believe we need a possession receiver. Matter of fact, I'm going to go through my whole list real quick.
Yeah.
I have five. So wide receiver I think is a big need. And I've heard this word buzzing around. Is the Chiefs need a double dip in their wide receiver? The wide receiver position. But the second position, I believe, is offensive tackle. And, yeah, I'm fine with Wanye. I'm fine with Donovan. But I do not want the Chiefs necessarily to move up to get an offensive tackle. And I'm trying to battle myself on that because I know it's an important position. But we won Super Bowls with Orlando Brown.
Yeah.
We won a Super Bowl with, what's his name? Yeah. Donovan Smith.
Yeah.
You know, who do we win before with Antonio Orlando Brown?
Eric Fisher.
So, like, Eric Fisher was he didn't help my argument. But he was the stability. He was the building. All right. I can say it. I'll say it. I want an exciting big receiver to jump over somebody and snatch some balls.
That's what you want in the first round.
That's what I want in the first round. But like I said, I believe they're going to get a receiver, an offensive tackle, an edge. You know, we have a Minihu out. We have Chris Jones. We just re-signed him, but he's 32. So, you know, we're going to need somebody to help out on the other side of what's his nickname? The Greek Freak? It still feels weird calling him that.
Who, Karloftis?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it still feels weird.
I never called him that.
No, you haven't, huh? I guess it's just Ty. Like, I mean, you would think I live in the pocket. That's what you would think. But, and tight end. I think the fourth most important position is tight end because we signed this fella. You know, I forgot his name.
Travis Kelce?
No, we signed that tight end. Not.
From Cincinnati.
Irv Smith.
Yes, Irv Smith. I'm not expecting him to.
I can't remember if he was senior or junior, but.
Or something like that, some prefix.
Suffix.
But I wouldn't. You said he sucks?
No.
Is that what you said?
He said suffix.
Oh, okay. Suffix. Well, okay, Mr. English
I
major.
Quiet. No, that's why I said it quietly. I didn't want to
And look,
be that
he
guy.
Couldn't even hold it in. He couldn't no. even.
It's junior, by the way.
Well, see, I was wrong. That's what I deserve.
Well, if I'm in a conversation and I'm saying deers, just let me get away with it. I know it doesn't have an S.
That's why I said it quietly. Okay. I was almost ashamed.
If, what state? What's that state? Forget it. All right. What were we even talking about?
Your top five needs.
Top
tight
end,
the final one?
No. So I'm all over the place. I have wide receiver at number one, offensive tackle at number two, edge at three, tight end at four, because we know Kelce, you know, he's building that mansion for him and Taylor Swift to ride off to the sunset. I don't know. But no, he's getting up there. And the last couple years, we've been saying we've needed somebody to take some of those hits away from Kelce, some of that contact, some of that pounding. No, did he? Another position, I'd say running back, but it's not a big deal. We have Pacheco. We know the way he runs. He's going to get hurt. He's going to get dinged up a little bit, mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, yeah, he plays hard. We have Clyde, but I don't know how I think the Chiefs need a third running back. But once again, with the Chiefs signing Hollywood Brown, signing the linebacker, Drew Tranquil, the signings they did this year made us come into the draft without a glaring need besides wide receiver because I still want a big guy.
Yeah.
What do you – so
– Now, Koval, let me ask you this. With Rice's, like if potentially he gets – he misses 4, 6, 8 games. Who knows? We don't know yet. But is that why wide receiver is so high on your list?
No, I think it is because we brought in Juju as that 1 year proven. Mm-hmm. He proved it enough, and he got a big deal. The Chiefs said, we won't pay that, which turns out to make them kind of like geniuses.
Yeah.
And they had MVS the same time they signed Juju. And what my thought was when I inexplicably projected him to have 1,200 yards, I thought he would slide into that possession receiver role. And it seemed like they just had him run straight down the field.
Yeah.
So that was disappointing. Sky Moore hasn't turned out to be what we think he was going to be. You know, It's year three. It's not for long. You don't get that long to try to figure it out. Justin Ross got in a little trouble last year. And the last guys on the team that can get into a little bit of trouble is guys already on the bubble. That rhymes.
Yeah.
I'm a poet, and I didn't know it.
And also, in Sky's point, year three is like this or never kind of year.
Yes.
So make or break.
Make or break.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Mecole Hardman became a Super Bowl by catching a touchdown in the Super Bowl. But I don't believe the Chiefs are really –
So behind Rasheed Rice – and you've got Hollywood Brown for a one-year deal. You're not that juiced about the talent beneath those guys.
No.
Besides Kadarius Toney, obviously.
Thank you. I was giving an answer like Ty. Ty's listening. You asked me a question. I started singing a Star Spangled Banner over here. but yes. After the first two guys. Because you remember halfway through the season last year, the receiver I trusted the most was Watson. And that was scary.
Yeah, you didn't even mention him. He's still on the team.
Well, well, I was getting there, but it was after I got done with the Star Spangled Banner. I was going to get there. But so you think it's not receiver? You think the receiver's not the most?
Want me to go over my top five?
Let's do it.
All right, yeah. Number one for me is tackle. Protect your quarterback. Yeah, I think, and we were talking about it a little bit before the show with Dylan. Yeah, Donovan Smith is still unsigned. But even if you take a guy in the first round, I'm still not that comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, him starting the season with a first-round rookie. Not even Wanya Morris. Yeah, go get Donovan Smith. If you draft somebody, I think the problem is you're going to have to move up to get a tackle, especially one you really like, with the Chiefs spot at 32. Dylan, I think you retweeted it today. It was either Daniel Jeremiah or somebody.
Yes.
The offensive tackles are just all the rage for this draft. But, still, offensive tackle is my number one need. It's not the sexiest pick like wide receiver would be, but it's number one for me. Number two, I do have wide receiver because I admit wide receiver is something I would love to see in the first round. We probably won't. We often see Brett Veach, you know, take swings on guys in the second round, obviously with Sky Moore and Rasheed Rice. So that's when I think you see wide receiver. It's unfortunate. He'll probably draft somebody I've never heard of, right? It's not going to be no Marvin Harrison Jr. or Rome Odunze, but number three, I'm going to go defensive line and edge. I don't know if Omenihu, I don't know how healthy he's going to be at the start of the season. I'm not sure how many games he'll miss.
Yeah.
But right now,
like 6 to 8 games.
Yeah, but right now, I mean, you're solid with Jones and Karlaftis. Felix Onyedike Uzomah, I'm not 100% comfortable, you know, calling him the starter opposite of Karlaftis, right?
And as of now, it may be too early, but FAU is kind of a cautionary tale.
But I think it was clear when the Chiefs got him, he was going to be a project. He's a young dude, and Kansas State, they play some defense that I've never really seen before.
Yeah,
he was going to be a project. But he's got the size, explosiveness, athleticism that Steve Spagnuolo likes, so...
Yeah,
but the point is, I'm just not 100% comfortable, you know, lining him as
a tackle in the Super Bowl. I mean,
yeah, he had a tackle.
Come
I think
on.
Yeah,
any one of us could have made that tackle.
He got his ankles
fame stuff.
He got his ankles broken in the Super Bowl too. I saw the film.
Hey, but he made a tackle. He's on the field.
It was on the field.
That is true. All right, number four on my list.
Kadarius Toney was in flip flops, but go ahead. No, house shoes, not flip flops. House shoes. But go ahead.
Number four on my list is I have center and guard because I don't know if you've seen the offensive line contracts that have been popping off in this offseason. I don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to re-sign Trey Smith or Creed Humphrey, both of them at least.
I think they're
going to have to choose between one.
I think that Tony money is going to go to Creed, and then they're going to sign another guard in free agency.
But still, so, you lost Allegretti, build some more depth. You know, keep that offensive line healthy, so to speak.
Yeah, we have been hemorrhaging the.
Now, number five, I did go running back simply because it's running back. They're eventually going to miss time. Pacheco missed a couple games last year. Right now, you've got Pacheco, Clyde, Denerick Prince is kind of a practice squad guy. I think you get a third. Yeah, they did love him, but we never saw him though.
I saw him at camp, and I was like, "What are you guys?" Oh, go ahead. I was like, "Who? Him? Okay, all right."
And McKinnon, I don't think McKinnon's back, so I think they go running back in the later rounds. Obviously, My honorable mention, I went tight end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, my honorable mention was corner, just because we lost Snead. I figure you want to throw some more depth in there. Yeah. And
we do see Brett Veach do that every year.
He gets lucky, yeah. And I'm
lucky, or maybe the Chiefs just know how to develop.
That's true. That's true. Luck goes to the man who has his house in order.
Yeah.
Dave Merritt.
Yeah, you like that? You like that quote?
Yeah, I do.
Because you know,
no,
if
Dylan's right. It is Dave Merritt. I don't call it luck.
He's a cornerback's coach. That
Would be
a DC if Steve Spagnuolo wasn't our DC.
Fair enough.
Passed over this year for head coaching job.
Yeah.
But that's my list. I think it's going to be offensive tackle in the first round.
It was a cute list, but I think we're going wide receiver in the first round.
Okay.
And once again, the reason why I believe offensive tackle is because I made the mention on Monday, there's no AFC team that's going to be like, oh, the Chiefs want their cornerstone left tackle?
Yeah, yeah.
Let me go ahead and give them this pick because I'm going to pick the wrong pick because we always do. And let me give them to the Chiefs. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's enough receivers to fall. I think there's enough six-foot receivers to fall to the Chiefs at 32. What do you have, sir?
So my list is pretty close to Kyle's. In the first one, I have tackle. I think that when you're picking so late in the first round, usually wide receiver is kind of like at the, you know, very slim pickings, I guess. You kind of can get the same value maybe in the second round. At that spot, at least. I don't know. I just feel like the tackle is what you should prioritize, whether if you have to trade up, because it sounds like there's going to be a run on tackles. Apparently, the Steelers need tackle. I mean, everyone needs a tackle, apparently, now. So, I think you should trade up. You're probably going to have to if you want to get someone that's solid. But there's options.
Yeah.
But I think that you should prioritize and, like, spend a lot of your time trying to find a tackle.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Like, In every mock draft situation, all the good offensive tackles are gone before pick 15.
Right.
So, once again, I don't think the Chiefs are going to be able to get up there, but I do not believe there's another cornerstone tackle that is obvious before a third-round grade. So that's where I'm thinking they need to just be focusing on receiver because that's who's going to be there.
Would you be disappointed if they do trade up?
I don't know if disappointed is
the significant haul. But maybe they believe they found their Joe Thomas, you know?
Here's what I'll agree with you on
in
that point, too, as well, Kyle. If they trade up, yeah, I don't want it to be for a receiver. I think it should be for a tackle.
Okay. No, I don't.
I think you have a better hit rate at a tackle.
No, I'm with you.
And burning picks like that than you can drafting a second-round receiver, packaging later picks to move up maybe to get someone that's falling there.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's fair.
And, like, you're not going to get the guys that, you know, like 80, whatever. There'll be some guys that'll fall out past 32 that you'll be like, oh, we should have taken him, and they'll go like 34 or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can say that with every position, and tackle, I think, is just because as much as we're crapping on Kadarius Toney, like, we won the Super Bowl with him playing, almost half the snaps at receiver, but
we won a Super Bowl with Hitchens, and that doesn't mean we won him back.
Right.
So
I agree. I'm saying, though, like, okay, wide receiver, someone said it today, it's a great position, but also it can be a position that can be taken out of a game. Like, you can completely erase the wide receiver position from a game. Now, left tackle is on every single play because the quarterback is, you know, he's not dropping back every single play, but on the most important ones he is.
I just want to give Mahomes more toys because we see he can do great things. If you don't have a left, if you put me a left tackle, Mahomes just run around and I'll get in the guy's way. But just make a great throw to that guy we just got.
That's not going to be forever.
What's not going to be forever?
Him running around. We can't make a living out of that.
That's true.
That's the Aaron Rodgers theory of, you know, hell, draft anyone.
And, you know, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, I wish I was higher on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets because when you just look at them on paper, you're like, they should be good. But it's
tackle.
The Jets.
They're going to need a tackle.
They are going to need a tackle. Yeah.
But they're
just about everybody needs one except Detroit.
Right.
And except here's the other Chiefs thing, if we just signed Donovan Smith.
little tinfoil hat. The Lions are feeling themselves. They just took the two most important draft positions that everyone's saying is the most loaded two draft positions and made those two the most highest paid people in the NFL, setting the market right before the draft. So everyone has to now look at the market and say, well, is our guy, do we want to pay that or not? So now they kind of just threw a big wrench, probably into a lot of mock drafts.
Well, Detroit's been in purgatory since Barry Sanders, so they're like, we got to shake it up somehow.
They made him pay money back, so that was the curse.
They what?
They made Barry like give money back.
Well, they did, and Calvin Johnson.
That's a curse. But they gave Barry his money back, and also I think Calvin as well. So that's why Detroit's back.
I thought it was because they found a new way to distribute oil, like the old days or something like that. No. All right. We went longer than it was planned on going, but that's usually what happens. So that's why I'm like, I always overplan.
That's what happens in the
pod. It's a solid first segment.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a talker. But.
It's all right. I think we got through one of my positions, so that's sweet.
Oh, go through the rest of your positions real quick.
I'll go quick. It's D-line as well, too. Like, kind of like Kyle was saying, like, it doesn't matter if it's interior or end. If you have a dominant force at either of those, that's a massive, massive upgrade to your defense as a whole, basically, especially after losing Snead. You're going to have to shorten the quarterback's time to process. Wide receiver, I have his third. Because, again, I just think Rasheed was a second rounder. You know, Rasheed's a second rounder. Tyreek Hill was a fifth rounder.
Yeah.
Like, Cooper Kupp was a fifth rounder. Justin Jefferson was the fifth receiver taken in the first round.
That's true, but I can drive my car with my knees, but that doesn't mean I should do it.
But it's also saying, like, some people can.
Well, yeah.
And, like, you shouldn't. But also, if you're waiting on a receiver, that's not the worst thing in the world. It's not the worst decision on
that's
the planet.
That's true.
It's not driving a car with your knees. That is the worst decision on the planet. Waiting to draft a receiver. I mean, look at the Steelers.
Yeah.
When's the last time the Steelers took a first-round receiver? I'm trying to think.
I was almost an entitled Chiefs fan. I'm like, when's the last time the Steelers won a Super Bowl? But I hear what you're saying. I'm taking
it. They have more than us total.
It's not the point.
They also won four in a decade.
Yeah, that was before
and
Wi-Fi.
Four Hall of Famers.
If you won your Super Bowl before Wi-Fi, I don't want to hear it. Like, I would have said that to a Chiefs fan 5 years ago. And that's where we are now.
So if Montana wins in 93, we can't claim that?
He was never going to win in 93. That Chiefs team was never going to win.
Who was that? Dallas? That was Dallas in the Super Bowl. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the Chiefs were never.
There's no way we're beating Dallas.
No.
Nobody was.
All right, go ahead.
No, you're good, man. Wide receiver 3, running back 4, and then cornerback 5. Honorable mention, tight end. Because wide receiver, as I just said, running back, same reasons Kyle was saying.
Yeah.
I think, and you agree, like, we all agree that it's just a position that you can never have too many of them, and competition is always good. And cornerback, because we just lost one. And you think, you know, people get mad and throw everyone for a loop as if we take a cornerback with that 30-second pick. Because nobody's taking defense.
That would be...
Nobody's taking... Because everyone just says there's no defensive players and all this stuff, so everyone's going to... Yeah.
Yeah. And that... I'm trying to think, how would I feel?
I wouldn't mind it. I mean, if it's the best player available... Like, the problem you do is... Like, if we're sitting there, you know, and let's say they wanted to just say, oh, we have to take a receiver. Well, then you just take whatever's there, and it might not be better than...
Yeah, and it might not be a guy who fits well in your offense, right?
And I may have some tunnel vision. I just want a 6-foot receiver that can go up
you
and
wanna,
get
you
ball.
Wanna, here's the other thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to sit there all night, till the last pick. And they take a D tackle. I get it. I understand. But that's the smart thing to do.
Wow, you're making me think of possibilities that I wasn't even thinking about, Dylan, and I don't like it.
I think it's fun. I love any player because it's a new player. But it's like I understand the fan aspect where it's like you want to have excitement and fun. And because we have
Mahomes.
You want
to turn on his highlight tape, right?
Right. Yeah.
No, well, like, I'm just fine with Donovan Smith or Wanye. And then after we three-peat, now we got to find our cornerstone left tackle.
I can be sold on that. Yeah.
Yes,
I can be sold on that, too.
That's the way I'm – because I don't even want to try to have a young guy step into – like almost the Kadarius Toney thing. I don't want to step into, oh, they just won 2 straight Super Bowls, so now I have to protect the best quarterback's blind side. We don't need that. We need to piece together our line and make it happen.
Yeah.
And, yeah, go for this three-peat.
But, you know, as we've gotten closer and closer to the draft – I really just don't think it's going to be a wide receiver now, even though I do have it high up, you know, on my list of needs. But like Dylan said, like if you trade up for somebody and you burn draft picks,
I mean, just look on something that has a higher. Yeah.
But that's the thing. I don't think the Chiefs are going to trade up.
Like, especially for our team. We haven't had the most polished history of picking receivers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
This year is going to be different.
Nobody does. I mean, it's not.
And they haven't really
they haven't put resources into
wide receivers.
Steelers are literally the only one, and I keep reusing them as like my one team that you can go back and be like, oh, yeah, they've done well. Hines Ward.
But I bet you
I can go down a list of 10 receivers.
But I bet you they wish they didn't sign draft Antonio Brown. Well, or even, who's the last guy?
You know,
he just got.
Before he went absolutely AWOL.
No, the receiver, he was there a couple years ago. I can't think of his name.
Oh, Martavis Bryant.
Maybe. No, even after him.
Here's the thing is, we're sitting here trying to figure out which one, because they've had like 1,000 that are amazing.
Yeah, we should have just traded for Stephon Diggs.
We just need to hire whoever, outsource our scouting at the receiver department to them.
No, they end up being problems after a while. Right. But we got to get out of here. We're going to be a break. Next segment, we're going to figure out. It's a cliffhanger. I guess you're not supposed to tell the joke before you do. Anyway.
Well, we introduce ourselves and stuff. It's all kinds of.
That's true. We're going to find out what Josh Allen has in common with Joel Embiid and James Harden after this. We are back on A10. You are back in the pocket. I like to emphasize in the pocket. But this segment, we have something fun for you, and it is called It Poop. On the front end of that, you may be like, that sounds gross. What are we talking about on A10 right now? It is in the pocket or out of pocket. And
sophomoric
it is
sophomoric humor.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. There's no toilet humor here. It's in the pocket or out of pocket. And it is the segment that has taken over the world. So who wants to start with their it poops?
Well, I think you should lead off, because every week you are the last one to go, and
that's true.
I give you the 1 minute signal.
That is true. That's why we put it to the second segment. All right. My first it poop. Oh, I like it. I like the timing of that.
I do too.
And I messed it up by saying I like the timing of it. You know, be a professional. Act like you've been there before, man. All right.
We're not professionals. What are we talking about?
All right. Semi professional.
There we go.
Semi pro. Yeah. Like if this
you're
is,
a professional, I'm not.
We're all professionals. Well, if I'm a professional, I put the umbrella of professionalism over. Okay, all right. The first it poop is, all right, Josh Allen will win a Super Bowl before Joel Embiid and or James Harden wins an NBA championship. In the pocket or out of pocket?
Yeah, that's really good, actually.
I dig deep. Deep in the pocket.
In the pocket. I think that's a...
In the pocket?
Mm-hmm.
I also have to go in the pocket.
Whoa, I was hoping you guys said out of pocket.
No, but I'm not that much of a Josh Allen hater.
Yes, and you know,
I may be down on the Bills this year, but it is still Josh Allen.
And yes, I agree. But what I think they have in common is James Harden, Joel Embiid, and Josh Allen. Nobody can say they're scrubs. You know, there's actual argument that they're one of the best at what they do. And at some point, they were the best at what they do, depending on who you ask, what region you were in. But they get ridiculed for not winning the big game. And I don't think it's their fault, but it's still going to be elusive for all three of those fellas to get past whoever they got to get past.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And B, you know, he still has that Kawhi nightmare in his eye, Josh Allen. He probably has, anytime he sees a light-skinned fella, he gets irritated, you know. Anytime he sees bouncy hair, he's like, ah. And James Harden is with the Clippers. They're the Clippers, like the Jets. they're the Jets.
What is Harden, like 34, 35 now?
He's up there. He's up there. He at least plays.
Yeah, so that was easy. Actually, a little bit easier than I thought to go with Josh Allen on that one, yeah.
I got the answer.
And the playoffs are easier for the, like the NFL playoffs are just, like, think about the NBA, like how long and just many games
you have to have a team.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to have a squad to win. All right, second one. Russell Wilson starts more games than Justin Fields this year.
Mm. I'm going to say in the pocket. A wide receiver or quarterback?
Ouch.
That's in the pocket as well, yeah.
You say in the pocket? So, You guys don't think it's a situation where Russell Wilson has a bad training camp, starts the season, first three games of the season, they're 0-3.
I think they're just too, you know, it's the same. It's, you know, half dozen and one, you know, that whole saying. Like, it's, you don't have a difference of player. At least Russell Wilson can throw the football, though.
But at least Justin Fields, he has potential that we haven't seen yet. Russell Wilson's best days were in Seattle with Pete Carroll. Those were his best days. And also, I know we don't have that much time here, but going to the history of those quarterbacks, everywhere Justin Fields played, his team loves him. They want the Chicago didn't want them to get rid of him. The Broncos, the Seahawks, even his college teams were like, see you, Russell. Go ahead and get out of here if you need to. So I think that's a big component. Not a bad point.
Yeah.
It's not a bad point.
You know, we've seen Russell Wilson do actual quarterbacking. Yeah. Right? I mean,
Justin Fields leaves a lot to be desired when it comes to throwing the ball.
You guys are fighting the urge to call him a running back, even though you called him a receiver.
he pats the ball a bit.
Well, he does pat the ball. I have no argument.
Just the Steelers have a tough, I don't know.
I just know if I was playing Madden, I'd pull Russell, I'd cut Russell, and I'd put Justin Fields in the game.
You'd just scramble all game, wouldn't you?
Well, no. I think he can throw. Not as good as Lamar Jackson, but I think he... All right, joking. All right. All right. Kadarius Toney will have over 600 yards this year.
Woo!
And I say...
Total?
That's what I say...
Yeah, scrimmage yards or just receiving?
Scrimmage yards.
Gotta be.
Scrimmage yards. Why is nobody has Kadarius's back?
I'll say. What did I get one? What was a halfway?
You get one per it poop. You get one
kind of
hanging
fence,
in the pocket, yeah, almost, you know, out of pocket.
Yeah, all right. I'll take my one.
So it's hanging out the pocket. If you run fast, it'll come out.
Yeah. I'm gonna go out of pocket. He has not proven to me that he can do anything consistently. And that starts with getting on the field.
Well, but I think that's fair. But he's still a young fella.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of 30-year-old people that still don't have consistency.
He had these issues at Florida. He had these issues with the New York Giants. And he's having these issues now. Once he stops having issues, you know, I might go halfway in, halfway out. But right now, I'm fully out.
Which is fair, and it bugs me a little bit. But, all right. Last one. Last one I'll do, because we got to get out of here. Harbaugh and the Chargers will win at least 10 games this year.
In the pocket.
You say in the pocket?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They already got the quarterback.
Wow. Do they?
More so than anyone else. Obviously, I'm excluded.
I'm going to go out, but you know, I'm tempted to change my answer. Because, Dylan, last year you were in on the Packers. I was not, but you were right. I'm still going
to
go out.
Harbaugh's just going to will them to 10 wins.
Who?
Jim?
I guess he could.
I'm going to go out. I still think they're still the Chargers, and they'll find a way to charge.
Everyone thought Alex Smith was terrible before he got to San Francisco. And then they went to NFC Championship after NFC Championship to Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick, and since he's been there, Colin Kaepernick hasn't really played. And I think he would have played longer if Jim would have stuck around, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like
But the clown show that Alex Smith was drafted into has something to do with it as well.
No, I agree. But also, to that point, Jim came in and changed it.
He did. And there's the extra bonus. In the pocket or out of pocket, there's a chance that Harbaugh trades Herbert to pick up his own franchise quarterback because Kaepernick was on the rookie deal.
He doesn't even believe that J.J.
But Kaepernick was the first of this new era of get a quarterback on a rookie deal, put money around him, and then take him to the Super Bowl.
Well, then why would you get rid of Keenan and Mike Williams and make all those guys restructure their contracts?
It was an in the pocket or out of pocket.
Okay. out of the pocket.
Okay. Because I don't have an answer for that, Dylan. I don't.
I got you.
In the pocket or out of pocket, Kyle?
I said out, but I still think the Chargers will get second. They're just going to get 9 wins.
Okay, fair enough.
You said double digits, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Am I up?
Yeah, you want to do yours?
All right, let's do it. All right, FAU records at least 5 sacks this year.
Let me make this answer quick. I say in the pocket, he's too talented to not.
Agree.
The physical thing is not stopping him. It is remembering the plays, where I'm supposed to go. I have outside contain. Those are the things that plague FAU. So I say yes, he's too talented to not.
I'm also in. I think he's got a full offseason to develop.
Me too.
I'm expecting some strides. I'm not saying he's going to become George Karloftis' equal, you know, on the other side.
I thought you were about to say George Karloftis. I'm like, he's not good enough to make him a... Okay, the George Karloftises of the world.
My second one. The Chiefs score a touchdown on a quarterback sneak this year with Carson Wentz under center.
Oh.
See, I want to say out of pocket. Just
I should have just said
I'm saying in the pocket.
Said
it happened. I just want it to happen. I'm in the pocket there.
So this is my one of the day.
And it won't be a Noah Gray sneak. It'll be a Carson Wentz sneak.
Ugh. Wow.
Oh, did we put him out at receiver? That'd be sweet.
Who, Pat?
No. Wait, I guess you don't even have to.
Yeah.
You could put him at, like, they do H-back and all the, like, 50s formations.
So I say halfway in the pocket, halfway out. It's hanging out because I wouldn't mind seeing it. I just don't want to see Mahomes at slot or at H-back.
He's out of danger, you know, if he's out there. He's lined up outside.
Yeah, but if Patrick says, hey, y'all, throw me the ball, they're going to throw him the ball.
Route, yeah.
And I don't want to see that. I don't want to.
All right. I like the answers there. All right. The Kansas City Royals win a World Series before the Bengals win a Super Bowl.
That's the toughest one of the year there. Because I don't think I don't think Burrow is durable enough to take his team to the Super Bowl. I think his team is falling apart. Somebody else just asked for a trade.
Hendrickson
asked for a trade.
And let me just tell you, they do not pay anyone. So
they don't.
Paying Burrow was like a big deal.
Yeah, but you got to pay the quarterback if he's not a bum.
So I'm saying, though, still, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
The Bengals actually paid someone, so.
Will they pay Chase?
That's what I'm saying, is that you might be right to falling apart, because.
Yes, because, and he said, they said, you think
they're
going to keep T. Higgins.
To answer Kyle's question, they should pay someone.
Yeah.
Because they can't take the money with them when they go, to quote many people have said that before.
Yeah.
But. They think they can, and for some reason, I mean, look at all these people that are not very happy. And they paid Hendrickson when he left New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is you guys are in the pocket on it. We have belief in Kansas City Royals.
I just feel like I want to say out of the pocket because I want to jinx
it
to being in the pocket.
Well, I'll say in the pocket because I
agree.
Yeah, I don't believe Royals are going to make it happen before the Bengals do. Chiefs let them get by one time, not again.
Yeah, we've actually done it before, too. So.
Yeah, precedent.
Good point. Good point. There's precedent.
All right, I will cut myself off there. Dylan, give us yours.
All right, the first one is the Texans are now the biggest threat to the Chiefs.
I'm in
the AFC.
I wish I had more time. Kyle knows how I feel about this. So I'm going to say out of pocket.
Texans are the biggest threat to the Chiefs now in the AFC.
I say out of pocket because what made C.J. Stroud good this year was that he was just finding the open player. He was just finding an open guy and making plays. And he throws a very catchable ball. But remember, I'm going to liken it to Baker Mayfield in Cleveland before they got Odell Beckham. He was just getting it to the open guy. He had an extremely high completion.
I like this angle.
You like it? Yes.
Bit.
He had an extremely high completion rate. Then you bring in Odell Beckham. And Baker Mayfield is like, I have to get the ball
to
him.
That's a great point.
I have to get the ball to him. I'm going to force it in there. And it tore up the whole team. It tore up Baker Mayfield. He just got another contract, you know? So I see Stephon. And look, and there's another thing, too. I think I said this before. If you look up diva receiver, open the thesaurus of the dictionary, yeah. You see Stephon Diggs there. So he was, over the last 4 years, he's second. In targets to Chase, I believe.
Jamar Chase,
I think it is. Or Devontae Adams, one of those. And he's still not happy.
All right.
So I couldn't see him go to the Texans and then being happy with this young quarterback throwing it to whoever's open.
I'm still a C.J. Stroud believer. I think he finds a way through even if Diggs is acting up.
Me too. I agree. That is a very good point that I haven't even thought of yet.
Thank you, sir.
I just think that C.J. Stroud mentally is stronger than Baker Mayfield.
I like to believe that, too.
I think that's just the difference. I do think you're right, though. That it will, because I'm someone that thinks everyone should have put in already, before the Diggs news, the Stroud MVP ticket.
Yeah, but I think that pulls it away, to be honest with you.
No, that's kind of where I don't think it'll completely break him like it broke Diggs, Baker Mayfield, but I do agree that it might throw a wrench in what I was thinking.
Diggs averages six catches and Stroud is being touted as an MVP, there's going to be a very unhappy Stephon Diggs in that locker room, no matter how many wins they have.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You got any? Let's do a couple more.
I got a quick couple more.
Okay.
All right. Ant-Man is going to be closer to Jordan than Bron.
Wow.
Well, that's out of pocket.
Okay.
Out of pocket, but.
Yeah, I'm going to say out. I mean, I'm glad I said it's still a quick one. I'm sure that'll be a quick.
I don't even know how to make this quick because I did say a few days ago, if the Minnesota Timberwolves win the championship, he will be the face of the NBA.
Oh, absolutely.
But he will not be. He will not eclipse LeBron James.
Okay.
I don't think ever. I don't think he has the maturity. I don't think he's a leader of men that LeBron is.
Okay, it's going to be tough to touch those records.
Understand. Out of the pocket. All right. All right. Nuggets are the Lakers' daddy.
Wow.
In.
Yep.
I mean, in the pocket with respect to LeBron.
And I hate it.
Typhoon Panda costume on tonight.
He did come.
I love LeBron, and I love the Lakers. I love, like, the old guard. I love the original six hockey teams. Like, I love the history. Mm-hmm. So I want the Lakers. If I could pick, I'd want it to be Lakers-Celtics. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hate it. I actually hate it because I want it to be a seven or six-game series, and it just doesn't.
I think it is. The series doesn't start until the home team plays at home.
So it starts.
It starts Friday.
It starts when the home team loses.
Yes, when the home team loses.
So
and that hasn't happened
three.
Yet. So, 0-0 in my book. But did we answer it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right. That was In the Pocket or Out of Pocket, affectionately known as It Poops. How much? Okay. So, we don't have time for the Royals rundown, but we had a good time.
They won.
The Royals.
What was the score, Kyle?
3-2. 3-2.
3-2.
There's your Royals rundown brought to you by.
Yes. And Kyle believes they're going to the Super Bowl. Hey, it's end of the shift, you guys.
Not disrespectful.
Well, the Royals may win a Grand Slam this year. All right, I'm joking. We will be back next week. I don't know which day, but every Monday at 4 o'clock, we'll be in the pocket. Whether it's Dylan or it's Typhoon Panda, it'll usually always be Covell and Kyle. And, yeah, we're out of the pocket. And we'll see you guys next week. We're out of here.